Oklahoma lawmakers remember former U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe. Some tribal nations are getting a financial boost to improve online security. And a woman from Citizen Potawatomi takes on a new leadership role. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, July 9th. I'm Deborah Schar. Oklahoma's longest-serving U.S. senator has died. We get details from Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Jolie Abdo.
At 89, Jim Inhofe represented the Sooner State in Congress for more than three decades. When Inhofe retired last year, he reflected on his impactful career.
I want to say to the people of Oklahoma, I really thank what you've done for me all these years. Thank you very much. I love you guys.
He chaired both the Armed Services Committee and the Committee on Environment and Public Works throughout his tenure. Inhofe suffered a stroke over the 4th of July weekend and passed away peacefully, according to the Tulsa World. In Tulsa, I'm Jolie Abdo.
Oklahoma lawmakers and former colleagues issued statements remembering and honoring Inhofe today. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly has that story.
Politicians across the country are offering condolences to the family of Senator Jim Inhofe and praising his career. Mitch McConnell put out a statement praising Inhofe for his support of military spending and of the energy industry. His Oklahoma colleagues offered up praise too, including Governor Kevin Stitt.
We truly lost a great Oklahoman and a great American.
Responding to reporters at the Capitol, Stitt says Inhofe was a friend of his and someone he looked up to. The senator, who had spent nearly three decades in Congress, was the first to call and congratulate Stitt after winning the 2018 governor's race. The governor said Inhofe represented Oklahoma values and displayed what he calls Oklahoma common sense. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
The governor has ordered all American and Oklahoma flags on state property be flown at half staff. Four Oklahoma tribal nations are receiving millions in federal dollars to fight cybersecurity threats. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports on the first tribal cybersecurity grant program from the Department of Homeland Security.
The program's main goal is to stay ahead of cybersecurity problems by creating cyber defenses and solutions to potential vulnerabilities. This issue is especially complex due to the sovereignty of tribal nations and a history of underfunding. DHS will distribute more than $18 million to 32 tribal nations across Turtle Island. The Muscogee Nation received the most financial support, over $1 million. The Choctaw, Cherokee, and Chickasaw Nations also were awarded grant assistance totaling over $2 million. The funds are coming from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which focuses on combating climate change and cybersecurity threats. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
The First Americans Museum in Oklahoma City has a new CEO. We get details from Katie Hallam with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
Kelly Moss Teller is a member of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation and the current executive director of the Harvard University Native American Program. She has over 15 years of experience in tribal preservation, academia, and museum management. She has a doctorate in American history from the University of Texas at Austin, emphasizing indigenous studies. Originally from Shawnee, she has spent 12 years as the executive director of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation Cultural Heritage Center. Moss Teller's work has been recognized with numerous awards, including being named Oklahoma's 50 Women Making a Difference by the Journal Record in 2017. In a news release, she says she's honored to join the museum and share the histories of Oklahoma's 39 tribes. Moss Teller replaces former executive director and CEO James Pepper Henry, who left earlier this year after shepherding the museum through its early stages. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.